Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study this theme, making friends for God. The joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 6, unlimited possibilities. Our memory texts. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Cindy, differing gifts united in service. When we have a look at the first disciples, the 12 apostles, so it seems they are not in harmony when you look at them carefully. For example, there you have Levi, Matthew, tax collector, working for the Roman oppressors. So he is a friend of the Roman army. On the other side, there's a Zealot. This is a group of terrorists. They always had a long knife inside their clothes. And whenever there was the chance, a Roman soldier somewhere alone at night, then this knife found the way to the heart of the Roman soldier so that he died. And such a person, murdering Roman soldiers, was within Jesus' group, his band of disciples. So we do not know if this person ever murdered someone, but he was within this group who acted like this in their thinking. This was correct. These are oppressors, therefore we are allowed to kill them. If nobody sees it, if we are not watched, the night is an ideal thing for that. And we ask ourselves, when we look at this group of disciples, why did Jesus choose such different people? They are so different in their character. Why so? Well, what's the reason for that? If you have very different persons, you can reach many different groups of people. The more difference, the broader the way to these groups. So Jesus was a person who wanted to reach all the people in the world. And therefore he chose a tax collector and the one who wanted to murder the Romans. He wanted different people for different activities, but united in service. And the Spirit now is the one who coordinates everything. When you look at the body, there are organs with very different functions. A heart, a kidney, a stomach, a lung, the skin, the eyes, the ears, whatever. Different functions working harmoniously together. And this is the aim of a Christian church. Working harmoniously together with all the different capabilities someone has. This is what God aims for.